are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
This hour is brought to you by Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of really hard to find stuff. They put out new records every week, and even their bargain bin is filled with vinyl gold. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Check out Vintage Vinyl 204 on Instagram, because if you see what you like, they can ship it to you. So sitting here in the On Target man cave and going through all those records that I picked up on my trip out west, I'm cleaning everything, I'm putting everything in sleeves and enjoying every minute of it. There's oodles of stuff to go through, and the show is all about introducing you to new things and reintroducing you to tracks you've forgotten are so good. So as always, this week is packed to the brim.
My little ice cream dough. Every time I kiss him, I feel mighty fine. sure. And my little baby feels the same way too. We're necking in the second row. Somebody yelling parkour. It's intermission party night. Why don't you wanna pull a chick like this? You're calling in a mission in the middle of a key. So groovy until you stop the movie. Intermission. Oh, the movie's just about a halfway done. Now I'm gonna pick an encore. You know that right in the middle of all this fun, the lights come on once more. Somebody yelling popcorn. An intermission for a night. Oh, why do you gonna pull a trick like this? You're calling in a million and a million of kids. So groovy until you stop the movie. Intermission. Popcorn, y'all. Hands. You know I'm running like the dickens right for that door. So I can't hear that man screaming holler about popcorn. It's an intermission for a night and ice cream. Why do you want to pull a trick like this? You're calling in a million in the middle of the key. You want to groove it until you start the movie. With intermission. Why do you want to trick like this? Calling in a mission in the middle of the key. You must do it till you stop the movie. With intermission. Tell me why. Pull that trick. Calling in a mission right in the middle of the kissing. Oh, groovy. You shouldn't stop the movie.
The Shirelles at the top. 31 Flavors. Not much of a nod to Baskin-Robbins, considering those 31 flavors belong to Ice Cream Joe. That track came out on the Scepter label. In the US, I have it on the Canadian Rio label. Followed that with Bobby Powell. The backup girls in that track are a little shrill for me, but his voice is so strong and growly that it's almost a really nice balance between the two. That Little Girl of Mine is the name of the track, and it's on the Wit label. Finished that set off with Bobby Lewis, a track called Intermission, back when going to the movies meant making out with your girl or your guy. And of course, Intermission would interfere with that greatly. I had that on the Barry label.
She fine, just a walking down the street. I bet she's mine all mine. Now hands off, don't you touch, because she's much, much too much. That she's mine all mine. I'd like to see her walk down the street. You know her clothes, they fit her so. Because she's much, much too much, and she's mine, all mine. It upsets me. And when she do the twist, she knocks me off my feet. Now when I take her in my arms and she looks me in the eye, she tells me that she loves me. I know the girl ain't lying. But hands off, don't you touch, because she's much, much too much. come, ain't she fine? That's my baby and she's mine, all mine. Now ain't she fine? Ain't she fine?
Already got the rest of me.
flipped over that Timmy Shaw 45 that I played last week. Track called There Goes My Baby on the Wand label. After that, Bill Johnson, the flip side of You Got Soul. Track called It Ain't Never Gonna Die on the Josita label. And then the Tams, Take Away. It's the flip side of Hey Girl Don't Bother Me. It's on the Probe label.
I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
One of the greatest psych numbers, and simply about riding a bicycle. Tomorrow is the name of the act. The track is called My White Bicycle, and I found that on the US New Voice label. Followed that up with perhaps not the best, but the first version of Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Is In. Betty LeVette does a version of it, and so does Sharon Jones. But that version is done by First Edition with none other than Kenny Rogers, the gambler himself, fronting the band. In fact, they were often credited as Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. That's on the Reprise label. Finished that with Status Quo, a track that they call the first record to feature their soon-to-be-trademarked Boogie Shuffle. It's definitely rooted in blues. The track's called Down the Dust Pipe. Came out in 1970 on the Pi label.
I can't forget. forget the night you told me that you loved me. The stars were shining so bright. How could I constantly resist you when your lips were sweet and your arms held me tight? You said you'd give me your heart, but you just lied to me from the start. Won't you please, please stop pretending and just say goodbye? Your voices when you told me you needed my sweet caress. And when you begged me for my love, I thought at last I found my whole life's happiness. You said you'd give me your heart, but you just lied to me from the start. Won't you please, I
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Another great find. I couldn't believe it when I found this one. Esther Phillips, Just Say Goodbye. One of my all-time favorite Northern Soul floaters. Just a beautiful track. It's on the Atlantic label. Followed that with Joe Simon, No Sad Songs, on the Monument label. The flip of that is great. I'll play that next week. Finished that set off with another Northern Soul monster by The Professionals called That's Why I Love You. Came out on the Groove City label, and it's worth about $5,000. And no, I did not play the original. But I did play it off of a repressing that kind of blows my mind. It's a small label from Canada called Soul Tribe. And it just came out in 2013 on Soul Tribe. Kent Select, I believe, is the only ones who did that before. It was like on a Wigan Casino anniversary 45. This one has not been repressed many times at all. And this particular pressing only came out in Canada on the Soul Tribe label, but it looks like the Groove City original label. Wow, this is a surprise. This is my son, Levi.
Hi.
Hey, Levi. Are you having a good summer?
Amazing.
Amazing? That's good. Have we gone anywhere this summer?
A bunch of places with you.
Like BC?
Yes.
Do we see our family?
Yes.
And is there something that Dad likes to do when we go on trips?
Record chopping always.
That's right, I do. And you know what? I'm going to play a record next.
A record from a store you got or what?
Yeah, a record from one of the stores we stopped at. And do you know that the lead singer of this band, they're called the Four Tops, his name is Levi Stubbs. But do you know that, and this is a secret just between you and me, I secretly named you after him.
What? That's not what Mom told me.
You're right. We actually named you after Levi's jeans.
That's not true.
No, it's not. But I did really want to name you Ben Sherman.
Questions of what can be done to make things.
Now that's what I would call a Motown block. Junior Walker and the All-Stars at the top there. Track called Give Me the Beat. Very funky and not yet disco. 1973 on the Soul label. Followed that with the Four Tops from 1970. Love is the Answer on the UK Tamla Motown label. And finished off that set with Edwin Starr, Don't Tell Me I'm Crazy on the Soul label.
Oh,
Johnny J and the Gangbusters started that set off with their version of You Get Your Kicks on the Josie label. The Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels version of that song is a huge Northern Soul hit. It's also the only version I was ever aware of until I found this version. I think I might prefer this version. The Mitch Ryder version has trilling brass in it, and it kind of always rubbed me the wrong way. This version doesn't have that. And as much as I love Mitch Ryder's voice, I think Johnny J and the Gangbusters really hit it out of the park this time. Followed that with the Swingin' Medallions, new dance called the Bow and Arrow on the Smash label, and finished off that set with the Nashville Teens, their version of TNT. I have it on the Canadian London label.
Baby, some world along, I'm saying more. Well, no, 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 no,
Now, that set was two tracks that, if you look them up on Discogs, they'll say it's garage. And the truth is, both of those have a flip side that is pretty much garage. But these B-sides are definitely soul. Aesop's Fables is the first track that I played. I've Got Troubles on the Echo label. And then Bobby Loveless, the flip side of the track that I played last week. This time, his version of Night Owl, which Bobby Paris had a big hit in the northern scene with. This may or may not be the same song. They're similar, but different. This is on the HBR or Hanna-Barbera Records label. I'm going to leave you off now with an instrumental from Bill Black's Combo on the High label. I kind of feel like this is a self-deprecating answer song to Soul Train or Go-Go Train. It's called Honky Train. So it could be either about a train that's always honking its horn or a train that's full of rednecks.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. We'll be right back.